Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Mahuchi from the 2014 Raindance Film Festival, joined by John Williams, who's the director of The Beat Beneath My Feet. So thanks very much for being with us.
Pleasure to be here.
So John, tell us a little bit about the story of the film, first of all.
The story of the film is about a teenage boy who wants to be a rock star, and his mum's totally anti-rock music, everything to do with it, so he's obviously a bit suppressed, but then this guy moves in downstairs who makes a lot of noise. It's a lot of kind of rock music going on downstairs, and when our boy Tom finds out who this guy is, he realises that this is a rock star from the 90s, who was like big then, but everyone thought died. When Tom works out who he is, then he decides he's going to get him to teach him rock guitar, and he uses a kind of blackmailing method to get him to do that.
I understand that you were approached after the script was written. So can you tell us how you got involved in the project?
I think the producers were looking for a director, someone with perhaps just a certain visual flair or something a bit different, and they'd obviously seen my work, which in some people's eyes is a bit different, and they liked it, and they wanted to just get together and chat through some ideas, and so I got involved, and we did some script rewrites just to kind of fit it into my kind of way of working, yeah. and also just to tighten it up.
Yes, also to make it more modern too.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, I think that was helpful because some of it has had kind of references a bit more kind of to the 70s and 80s, and I thought that would be good for the Steve character, but for the Tom side of stuff, we wanted to feel more contemporary, more current.
So music is a big thing in this film. You mentioned after the screening that I went to that you kind of worked with the musicians who write the score too.
Yeah, I mean, I can't take any credit for writing the music as such, but I really loved... My favourite process in filmmaking is actually when we start putting sound and music with the picture. That's when it feels like, for me, that's when we have cinema. And I just loved working with the guys at Yellow Boat. Well, I mean, we spent a lot of time before the shoot writing original songs because it's a film about music, a film about a guy who's writing his own music. I thought, this can't be done in post because he needs to play the stuff and sing it on set. But it can't just be any old stuff. It has to be good. We have to buy into it and think, yeah, this kid's got talent. So it's so important that the music had something special to it. And it was also important that whoever we cast for Tom had something special about his performance as well. So yeah, it was a lot, a lot of the pre-production was spent actually on the music, where normally I spend pre-production on storyboarding. Mm. I did about 5 drawings and spent most of the time with musicians writing riffs and stuff.
There's also a fair share of animation and a lot of creativity in the style, too, visual style.
Yeah, I mean, probably part of my style is working with animation. Also, it's, kind of creative problem solving. When you've got to do, a feature film in 18 days, you've got to think, wow, how are we going to shoot all of this stuff? And there were some music sequences that were kind of, just a rough idea, but there wasn't a lot of description in them because Michael, the writer, wanted the director to run with it. Mm. But I had a look at it and I just thought these sequences could take days to shoot. If we want to do something interesting and creative, and I just thought, we've got to use post-production, we've got to do animation. That means we don't have to shoot the stuff on the day, we can do it in post using different techniques, green screen, stop motion, all that sort of stuff. So that became a practical solution, but also a creative solution. I think it adds an extra flair, an extra little flavour to the film, rather than it just being a kind of drama or comedy drama. We've got some a way into the imagination of this teenage boy. So and music videos, that's kind of teenagers kind of get into that whole MTV world. So it became the obvious choice.
Absolutely, I think it adds to the visual delight of the film. But also it's the performances. We have to say a little bit about the actors too. Nick Galitzine, who plays the teenager, and then you got Luke Perry, who I think is delivering the best performance he's ever delivered on the big screen. So how did you work with them?
Yeah, well, very different poles apart, because of course Luke's been in the industry about 30 years, very experienced, he's been in front of the camera a lot, and then Nick not being in front of the camera at all, so different worlds altogether. Nick was very fresh and new to it. He had a lot of ideas, but also he was very, very open to me kind of giving him input. Luke has got his way of working. you know. And so there was different dynamics to deal with there, but what worked really well was seeing the experience of Luke and seeing the freshness of Nick and bringing the two together. And I actually asked Luke if he could really, you know, take Nick through it, and because Nick didn't know what a mark is, what an eyeline is, and so Luke was, you know, kind of fathering him through the whole thing, which is so great because that's the role he plays in the film. He's like this older guy teaching a younger guy how to play guitar. In reality, there Luke was, you know, teaching this younger guy how to, you know, act in front of, you know, a crew and with all lights and crammed into very tiny rooms.
Well, thanks very much. I know you have to shoot off now, but it was a pleasure talking with you. Congratulations on making a great film.
Thanks very much. Cheers.
Thanks very much. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.